Hello, welcome to Daily Dips, your daily slice of Forces life, as we share some of the great stories going on across the Forces world. I'm your host today, Lydia Tester. It's Tuesday, the 18th of August, and today's ep is so cool because we are hearing about a military child, Katie Maddox, who just at 14 years old, recently was chosen to represent Gibraltar in the Commonwealth Games. So to give us more insight, we have BFBS Gibraltar's very own Greg Burnett on the pod. Greg, what's up? What's going on? How are you?
I'm liking that it's both, you've shortened episode to ep and podcast to pod.
You've got to keep it brief.
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. What have you been up to lately?
I just got back from a detachment in Estonia, so I was there.
What was going on over there?
It's Opera Brit in Estonia, so it was the Royal Welsh are there at the moment. So it was basically I was watching lots of England World Cup games surrounded by Welsh people. And then I've been back in Gibraltar for a few weeks, and it's been pretty non-stop actually, especially for the summer holidays, because it's very hot in the summer holidays in Gibraltar, and yet still everyone here has been doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, stuff, amazing. What's been going on? What are we talking about today? So this 14-year-old girl did swimming, but it's more than that, isn't it? Why don't you tell us a bit more about it?
Right, do you want me to be honest? So I knew I was doing this interview, it's about the Commonwealth Games, and that I knew there was representation from Gibraltar in the Commonwealth Games, and some of it were people who were in the military here. And I was offered this interview, oh, you can talk to one of the swimmers. She's called Katie. She'll come in. And I thought, oh, great. And I thought I better do some research, Lydia. That's what professionals do. So I looked up her results and everything. And I only found out she was 14, like 10 minutes before she came in to be interviewed, which I'm really glad I looked up, because if she'd walked in, I'd have been like, you know, where's your mum? But, she's only 14 and she's been representing Gibraltar for the Commonwealth Games. And she explains to me what the experience was like.
It was an amazing experience. I loved every second of it. It was very, very stressful, but like just to actually be there was an honour.
You know you're going, you go on the plane to Glasgow. What happens when you're there?
Since it was quite later in the evening, there was loads of other teams also arriving and we just got taken to our hotel. When we got to the hotel, we got given like these goodie bags with like the mascot, so like Teddy, so Finny the Unicorn. Then we got given an umbrella, postcards, a pen, like just loads of different like souvenirs type thing. It was really nice, and like a bag.
So you're in this hotel, you've got the other Gibraltar athletes with you, you're coming up to your first race. This is your debut at the Commonwealth Games, right?
Yes.
What are you feeling? How are you preparing?
I was stressing out. I was like panicking, but compared to everyone else, I just put my headphones in and listened to music. Everyone else, they were like, just they wouldn't stop talking. They were going crazy hyper. I was just sat in the corner by myself with my headphones on because I was just really nervous because it was a race that I wasn't exactly comfortable with. It was the 100 backstroke. I was like, it's two lengths, we're fine. I was just really stressed.
Coming up to the pool, you got your headphones in, have you? Yes. While you're preparing in the morning and stuff?
Yeah, I just had my headphones in and then I was just there and all the other girls in the race, they were just talking to each other. I was just sat in the middle with my headphones on, just staring at the wall. I was like, I'm not talking to anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone right now.
Just getting in the zone.
Yeah. And then there was just a massive TV next to us. And like while we were stood waiting to go out and they're just talking while we're waiting to go out and I'm just seeing myself there. I'm like, don't look at the camera, don't look at the camera. And it was just really weird because if I move my hand, it would like be a second later and I'm like, this is really freaking me out. I don't want to get on poolside and do the race at this point. And it was just staring at me. I'm like, I don't want to be watching myself.
Could you enjoy any of this or were you just too nervous about the performance? Because this is what an incredible experience.
After my first race, it was a lot more enjoyable. And it was just the fact that I was there. It was just like, I'm here and I've actually made the time. I deserve to be here. It was a major thing. And the feeling when I walked onto poolside was incredible. It was just the motivation. I was like, I want to be here. I want to be racing. And it was just incredible.
And what was the emotions like? I imagine, and you tell me if I'm wrong, when you're in the pool, you're just concentrating on what you're doing. But then afterwards, and the sort of relief of, oh, right, I've done it. Nothing's gone horrifically wrong. You know,
in the race, I don't remember any of my races because it's just over so quickly. And I think I've just got the adrenaline. And then I touch the wall, I'm like, oh, it's done. That's it. But after my first race, I couldn't feel my legs. It was really bad. And I was just stumbling over to where we had to get our accreditations. I've done it, but I want to sit down. I don't want to talk to anyone now. But like, it was an incredible feeling to actually know that I've done it and that I've done my first race.
Well, amazing stuff, Katie. And what's next for you then? Because you've done the Commonwealth Games now. What's next? You're so young, you've got so much career ahead of you.
So there's World Championships in Beijing in December, which I'm hoping to qualify for. I need to qualify at the end of September. And then if not, there's Island Games again next summer as well. So I'm hoping to do both.
And where do you train? In the pool here by the Naffy?
No, up at Lathbury. So we train 7 times a week there for an hour and a half every day. So after school, Monday to Friday, an hour and a half. And then on Saturday, we train twice. And then going to the gym with my mum just whenever I can, basically.
That is so much. No wonder you're not in the Naffy pool. You're sick of pools after being in it for an hour and a half every day.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't really have time. I just want to relax now.
Yeah, I bet. Is it weird? So before you came in, I wanted to look up your results, like how you've been doing. Is it weird now that you can Google your name and like you come up as like an athlete and it comes up with information about like your times? And
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I just Googled your name and it comes up with all the news reports. Even Google AI is telling me all your results.
That's so cool. I'm famous.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is that weird?
That is weird, yeah. It's creepy that my name comes up if you search it on Google now.
It's so funny that while you're speaking to her there, she is figuring out in real time with you that essentially she's famous and that people can look her up. I mean, what was the look on her face when she was figuring it out?
Yeah, she was super shocked by that. And she was just like really humble as well with it. Because I don't know, the fact that she, if I was 14 and in the Commonwealth Games, I'd be, you know, bragging about it to everyone. I think I was the right big name on camp. But she was so surprised that I could Google her and her results came up. And I'm like, yeah, mate, you've been in the Commonwealth Games. Like, of course your results are going to come up.
It's so good. Also, where she talks about that she trains for an hour and a half, 7 days a week. As a 14-year-old, that's like really intense, no?
Yeah, really intense. And it's, she said it was like after school every day and then twice on a Saturday and then she has Sundays off without training. And I want to shout out, I mean, I don't know their arrangement, but like parents taking their kids to training as well always need a mention. That dedication just from the parents to Lathbury, the complex where you train in Gibraltar, is like up the rock. So it's like you need a lift or otherwise you're like walking up a rock to get there. So it's a big dedication.
Yeah, things like that. It's that saying, isn't it? It takes a village. It's not just a single person. So yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And do you think that growing up as a military child, it can give qualities that help in sport?
I think it takes a lot of resilience and ability to adapt and that influence of, like, the military have got physical activity all day, every day, haven't they? Just ingrained in them. Like, if you're like, oh, we're going to do a cycling challenge, they'll be like, yeah, sure, let's just do it. And they'll just, like, knock out a marathon on a bike or whatever it is. And I think the amount of training she's having to do and everything as well probably helps that her parents are in the military and that they can help influence her with that. And so to her, it's just like a normal thing.
Okay, Greg, tell us more about the whole experience. Not many 14-year-olds can say that they are representing Gibraltar in the Commonwealth Games. Tell us what she was thinking and how it went.
Yeah, what I loved was hearing like the day-to-day stuff, like the food and stuff at the hotel. So she said there was like a full buffet, but it was like an athlete's buffet. So it was chicken and rice and like healthy stuff, which A, I think she got a bit bored of eventually, but B, after she'd finished competing, she was still there because they all sort of came back together. So she didn't want the healthy stuff. So she did admit she was like in fast food chains every night after she'd finished competing. It sounds great. They got like a goodie bag and they were all there together and they got to explore Glasgow and some of Scotland together. And it really amazed me how she took it all in a stride, as if it was like, she was really humble about it and like was grateful for the experience, but also wasn't fazed by it. She told me she was very nervous when she was competing and her legs were trembling and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you're 14 and you take part in the Commonwealth Games. Like, you're allowed to be nervous. But the whole experience, it seems like she had a great time.
She sounded so chill talking about it. And I just think, I'm trying to think back to like when I was 14. I mean, Greg, back to 14, what were you doing?
quite similar to what I'm doing now. I was doing internet radio in my bedroom and I was playing Pokemon. And I was very, like, both of those things still happen.
No swimming for an hour and a half every day.
No. Not really. I've been asked to compete in a 24-hour swimathon here next week, but you need to be able to swim 50 metres. And I got my 25-metre badge, but I don't think I ever got my 50-metre.
You didn't think about asking Katie to train you a little bit?
Oh, we could have a montage, can't we? And I've got alopecia, which is what Duncan Goodhue, before your time, Lydia, Duncan Goodhue had, who was like a Olympic swimmer. And it's because he was more like aerodynamic because he didn't have any hair. So I'd be naturally good at it, I think.
Oh, of course.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. If you have no hair, you can just go bald.
I don't know. Just whip off the cap and be like,
surprise!
There's no hair anyway.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, overall, it's just so impressive. Katie Maddox is just so inspirational, being able to even compete at 14 years old, don't you think?
Do you know what? She was told that she had to have a rest afterwards and couldn't train for a couple of weeks. Like, literally just a couple of weeks. And she was saying to me, oh, I just want to get back in the water. I just want to train again. And it's that dedication to it. And almost, I think athletes have like an obsession with it. And that's what will give her success, I think.
Well, I really can't wait to see what she does next.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people she eventually races against probably haven't even started yet, so she'll have that upper hand.
Amazing. Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. We appreciate your time.
Pod, Lydia, we need to shorten this. Pod, and stop calling it Gibraltar, we'll call it Jib. Just get it as short as possible.
Thanks for coming on the app for the pod,
yeah,
in
no
Jib,
worries.
Greg.
No wazzers.
So what else is going on across BFBFs? Well, if you're like me and you love discovering new music, we recently had Will Parker, a 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Scunthorpe, on the radio, talking about life, going viral, and his debut EP, Same Old Paradise. You can listen to his interview with George Ryland by heading to bfbs.com/entertainment. That's bfbs.com/entertainment. Well, that's it from me today. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode.